So let's talk about all of this with returning guest Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, as always.
So who needs who in this deal? Why is AT&T reaching out, and why is DirecTV saying yes?
You know, really, we're getting kind of into a situation where we've got the wires versus the wireless companies. And to negotiate for content and to be able to deliver a good price to subs, scale is going to be a big part of this. And obviously, we're seeing a wave of consolidation. This, of course, comes as great concern to consumer advocates who worry about the reduction of competition. But as we've talked about for a long time on this program, Chris and Sherman, you know, it's grow or die, change or die. And I think both these companies see this as being necessary to at least protecting their future somehow, not guaranteeing it. And what's really interesting is when you look at the total deal, it's actually, when you consider the bet, somewhere up here, $7 billion. So it's a huge numbers involved and some awfully big companies consolidated.
And is this likely to win the regulatory approval it needs?
At first blush, you know, I would think it's going to. I'm not an observer of the FCC in terms of, you know, counting votes there, but they really don't overlap. Direct and AT&T really don't overlap anywhere significantly. So if that's the argument that's made to challenge this kind of a merger, I really don't see it there. I think what it really does is allow AT&T and DirecTV to expand their reach into all kinds of different screens, you know, from mobile devices and TVs and computers and cars and airplanes, and allow them to do what I call cover a lot of squares. You never know which square is going to emerge and to be the dominant new technology. It'll probably be 5 years from now. It'll be different than what we thought it was going to be. But I think that's kind of what the thinking is.
But the current trend is really what has gained importance are mobile and streaming and content. And this moves them closer to being a very big player.
Yeah, content is a big piece of this. It's very expensive to produce. We talked about that. But a big subscriber base, to some degree, can subsidize that possibly a little bit, and they need that scale to do content as well. DirecTV has about somewhere in the neighborhood $2 to $3 billion in free cash flow, and you can produce a lot of programs with that. You know, both of these industries are said to be in mature industries, and people are calling for the death of both satellite and cable television. But I think some new technologies are on the way when it comes to satellite delivery of internet, both upload and download. Facebook is getting into that with its purchase of the drone company. So you just don't know what's coming. But I think the idea, again, is to cover those squares, get some expertise in the building, to be able to negotiate more aggressively with content providers to try to cover that content square as well. And that seems to be the strategy here.
Well, we've seen consolidation certainly in the airline and other industries, and now in this industry, what does this mean for the consumer? Are we going to be paying more?
Well, that's the big question. When you look at consolidation, you look at mergers, the first question on the consumer side is, what has it done for prices? Well, take a look at the airline industry. Prices have plummeted. Airlines, barely make a buck and historically that industry actually net really hasn't made any money. Cable and satellite TV providers and mobile phone providers, obviously in a different situation there, they are profitable. But yeah, will this bring about a la carte assemblies of a person's program and allow them to pay less? What will this do to revenue as fewer competitors battle each other for content and stake out large areas of the country with their ISP, with their coaxial cable footprint, and then supplement that with satellite and over-the-air mobile devices? Hard to say what it means for the consumer. I think a lot of the concern is that it's going to reduce competition, but every other consolidation in this kind of a highly competitive industry we've seen before has actually kind of tended to reduce prices as the big guys duke it out. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I think it's going to increase competition.